Hi friends! Welcome to Let's Talk in English. We're so glad you came today. My name is Pauline.
Hi friends, my name is Peter. It's so good to see you today. Today's topic is around town.
Today's title is, Where Can I Study? Where can I study? We talked about this yesterday too. Friends, do you remember what happened in our show yesterday?
Let's see. Oh, we found out that Matt is taking online classes. He likes them because they are very convenient. But he doesn't know where to study. The Jungle Cafe is noisy, but the library is too quiet. He might fall asleep. I wonder where he decided to study.
Well, maybe we'll find out today. Let's get started by looking at our Read It. Friends, try to read out loud with Peter.
Cafes are good places to meet friends. You can have meetings at them too. They are relaxing and are good places for conversations. You can meet and talk with friends at fast food restaurants too. But don't stay for a very long time. That's not polite. Restaurants need their tables for their customers. If everyone stays for a long time, people have no place to sit.
Peter, you go to coffee shops sometimes. What do you do when you go to a coffee shop?
Oh, I really like coffee shops. I don't mind the noise. Plus, there are lots of quiet coffee shops, if you prefer that.
Do you only use coffee shops for studying?
Oh, no, I also go and to coffee shops for friends to meet up and talk.
Me too. Actually, I have a group of friends that gets together and speaks in Spanish together. It's fun.
That sounds great. Well, today we're studying English, not Spanish, so let's take a look at those English words with our teacher, Christina.
Hello, 今天 Susie 打算在 Jungle Cafe 开会。 Matt 也觉得咖啡厅的气氛比较轻松. Cafes are more relaxing. 形容词 relaxing 就是令人放松、轻松的. Susie 说她很喜欢跟人在咖啡厅里谈话. I enjoy having conversation at cafes. 名词 conversation 就是谈话. Alex 说他当学生的时候喜欢到素食餐厅去读书. He studied at fast food restaurants. 餐厅就是 restaurant. Matt 觉得在素食店读书占用位子太久有点不妥. Don't stay for a long time. 形容词 long 在这里是描述时间很长的. 这样子长时间占用位子其实不太礼貌. That's not very polite. 形容词 polite 就是有礼貌的. Alex 说他通常会点一杯饮料，然后找一张桌子，然后就在那里读书，读一个晚上. He would order a drink and sit at a table. 名词 table 就是桌子.
Hi, Susie. Can I sit with you?
You can sit with me now, but I'm having a meeting here later.
Why here? You could just meet at the office.
I enjoy having conversations at cafes.
Cafes are more relaxing. Everyone can get a cup of coffee or a snack.
Yes, a cafe is a good place for groups to meet.
Hey, it looks like Matt decided to go to the Jungle Cafe after all.
And he's not the only one. Susie is also at the Jungle Cafe today, but she's not there to study. She's going to have a meeting there later.
Matt didn't know that Susie was going to be at the Jungle Cafe, but when he sees her, he asks, "Can I sit with you?"
Well, when we see a friend, we want to sit with them, so we will ask this kind of question. You are happy to see them, and you want to know if you can sit and chat with them.
Right, but sometimes I go to a coffee shop and it is very full, so I need to ask a stranger if I can sit by them. Then I'll ask, may I sit here, or is it okay if I sit here?
Yeah, that's a good point. Can I sit with you?
Peter, I'm not sitting, I'm standing. You can stand with me.
Thanks, Pauline, but can I sit with you? That's today's
calendar phrase.
Can I sit with you?
Can I sit with you?
我可以和你一起坐吗?
Excuse me, can I sit with you?
Well, I don't know.
Please, can I sit with you?
I'll think about it.
I need to sit down. Can I sit with you, please?
Well...
I have cookies.
Oh, have a seat.
Can I sit with you?
Can I sit with you?
我可以和你一起坐吗?
I don't think Matt has cookies to share with Susie, but Susie still lets Matt sit by her. But she tells him that she has a meeting there later.
What kind of meeting?
A business meeting, I think. And this surprises Matt. He says, why here? You could just meet at the office.
Before we answer that question, let's look at the question itself. Christina, can you help us learn some more about this phrase, why here?
Susie 说她等一下要在 Jungle Cafe 开会。Matt 觉得奇怪。Why here? 为什么在这里？这个 why here 其实就是 why are you having a meeting here? 不过在口语的状态下，整句省略缩短，只说 why here 就好了。这个说在生活中常常出现哦。比如说班上那么多的人，为什么老师就选我上台表演？ Why me?可以选的地方很多，为什么会去泰国玩呢？ Why Thailand? 还有为什么一定要星期三碰面？ Why Wednesday? 这些都是日常生活可以用到的简短说法。
Thanks, Christina. Susie could just meet with her coworkers at the office. Why not there?
Well, I'm sure Susie does have many meetings at the office,But sometimes it's a nice change. Cafes are more relaxing, and Susie says she enjoys having conversations at cafes.
And I enjoy drinking coffee at cafes. Hey, this is a good sentence pattern. Let's go to Rebecca to use it some together.
Hi, friends. It's that time of day when you get to visit, use it. Are you ready?If you want to say that you really like to do something, you can use today's use it. Let's look at a few examples. First example, I enjoy watching movies. Or you can also say, I enjoy playing games. Ready? Then go on and use it!
Thank you, Rebecca. So we enjoy having you on this...
Friends, what do you enjoy doing?Do you enjoy going to coffee shops? Is it relaxing for you?
Well, we hope that you enjoy learning English with us. We enjoy being here with you.
But right now, we do have to take a short break. But don't worry, you can enjoy chatting with a friend while we're on the break, and then we'll be right back. Don't go away!
Welcome back, friends. Hey, Pauline. Yesterday, we talked about coffee shops, and today our friends are at the Jungle Cafe. This made me think, what's the difference between a cafe and a coffee shop?
Oh, they are about the same. Both places serve coffee, although I think a cafe usually serves more food than a coffee shop, but not always.
I agree. Well, friends, let's get back to the Jungle Cafe and see who's there.
Hey, Matt. Are you studying?
Yes, I'm trying to.
When I was a student, I studied at fast food restaurants.
Why? They're so noisy.
My home is noisier. At the restaurant, I'd order a drink and sit at a table. Then I'd study for a long time.
Really? That's not very polite. Restaurants need their tables for other customers.
Oh, hey, Alex is at the Jungle Cafe. Is he going to study with Matt?
No, I think Alex is just there for some coffee. But of course, when he sees his friend Matt, he goes and says hello.
Alex says when he was a student, he studied at fast food restaurants. What are fast food restaurants, Pauline?
Well, a restaurant is a place you eat at. Some restaurants are expensive, but fast food restaurants are cheap and they are fast.
Right. You walk up to the clerk. You order your food and pay. Then you just wait a couple of minutes and your food is ready. Hamburgers and French fries are a common fast food restaurant.
That's right. So fast food restaurants are good places to go when you need to eat something quickly. You don't have a lot of time. But you shouldn't go to them too often.
Yeah, most fast food is very unhealthy.
Good point. Do you like the idea of studying at a fast food restaurant, though?
No, I agree with Matt. I think fast food restaurants are too noisy.
Well, that's the funny thing with Alex. Alex agrees that fast food restaurants are noisy, but he says his home is even noisier. Christina, can you explain this to us some more?
Matt觉得在素食餐厅读书太吵了。They are so noisy. 不过Alex还是宁可去素食餐厅,因为他家里更吵。My home is noisier. 形容词 noisy是吵闹的,它的比较级比较特别是noisier,更吵的。一般来说,比较级只要在形容词后面加er就可以了,比如说faster,longer,lower,或是colder。 不过这个noisier比较特别,它是noisy,去y加ier。 原来形容词的字尾如果有子音字母加y的话, 它的比较级就必须要去y加ier。 我们来看几个例子,比如 happy的p就是子音字母, 字尾是p加y, 所以比较级变成happier, happier。 还有像是 busy, busier, easy, easier, lazy, lazier.
Oh, did you hear this next part, Pauline? Matt and Alex disagree a little bit.
Oh, right. Alex says he used to go and study for a long time at fast food restaurants. But Matt thinks this is not very polite. He says restaurants need their tables for customers.
Pauline, you are a waitress. What do you think?
Well, I agree. At most restaurants, it's not polite to stay there for a long time. But I think fast food restaurants are a little different. Usually, there are lots of tables and space for people.
Maybe it also depends on when you go. In the afternoon or late in the evening, it's not very busy, so it's probably okay to stay there for a longer time. But it's when it's really busy and there aren't many tables, you probably shouldn't.
I think that makes sense. Friends, what do you think? Try using the words we learned today to talk about it with a friend after the show. We'll help you by reviewing all the key words we learned together right now.
Here's the first key word from today. Relaxing. Relaxing. This music is relaxing.
Conversation. Conversation. They had a short conversation.
Restaurant. Restaurant. Let's eat at a restaurant tonight.
Long. Long. Trudy slept for a long time.
Polite. Polite. Don't burp. It's not polite.
Table. Table. We need a table for two. Okay, friends, those are your keywords today. Keep on practicing them. And now let's review our lesson one more time together.
Hi, Susie. Can I sit with you?
You can sit with me now, but I'm having a meeting here later.
Why here? You could just meet at the office.
I enjoy having conversations at cafes.
Cafes are more relaxing. Everyone can get a cup of coffee or a snack.
Yes, a cafe is a good place for groups to meet.
Hey, Matt. Are you studying?
Yes, I'm trying to.
When I was a student, I studied at fast food restaurants.
Why? They're so noisy.
My home is noisier. At the restaurant, I'd order a drink and sit at a table. Then I'd study for a long time.
Really? That's not very polite. Restaurants need their tables for other customers.
Hey, Pauline, I know you really enjoy studying at coffee shops. What makes the perfect studying coffee shop?
Ooh, well, I like to go to a big coffee shop with lots of tables and chairs. I know I want to stay for a long time, so if the coffee shop is small, I will feel bad and not stay long.
Well, that makes sense. Anything else?
Well, I usually bring my computer with me, so I want to find a coffee shop that has a lot of electrical outlets.
Yes, you plug your computer into an outlet. It gives your computer power. And you need that if you want to use your computer and you're there for a long time. Anything else?
Well, the coffee, of course. I want to drink some good coffee while I'm there. What about you, Peter? What do you look for in a perfect coffee shop?
Well, like you, I agree with you, with what you said. Oh, but unlike Pauline, noise can bother me, so I like quiet coffee shops for studying.
Fair enough. What about your friends? What's your favorite coffee shop to go to with a friend?
Oh, well, usually we have lots to talk about, and so I can go anywhere. And our friends, James and Ginger, always have things to say. So let's go to Jungle Chit Chat now.
I enjoy spending time at the Jungle Cafe.
That's because you enjoy eating.
Well, yes, but the Jungle Cafe is also a good place to meet friends.
Is that why we always meet here?
Yes, it's relaxing. It's a good place for conversations.
Yeah, and you like to talk a lot.
Fast food restaurants are also good places to talk.
But you can't stay too long. That's not polite.
Yeah, if everyone stays too long, people have no place to sit.
Right. I'm glad the Jungle Cafe has plenty of seats.
Me too. We can stay and talk as long as we want.
Oh, no. Blah, blah, blah.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. How are you today? I'm doing well, and I'm very excited because the Winter Olympics start tomorrow. I want to watch the events, especially the skating and the skiing events. Olympic athletes are the best in the world. The 2018 Winter Olympics will take place in Pyeongchang, South Korea from February 9th to 25th. This is the second Olympics to be held in Korea. athletes from many countries will come to participate in 15 sports and over 100 events. These games will be the first ever Winter Games where more than 100 gold medals will be given out. At the Olympics, many people like to watch the skiing events. They watch the athletes on skis go downhills as fast as they can. Snowboarders can go fast too. They can also do tricks in the air. Ski jumping is another exciting event. Athletes see how far they can fly after they leave the ski jump track. Skating is another favorite event. Both the male and female figure skaters train hard for years so they can compete at the Olympics. Speed skating too is an exciting event to watch. Curling is a sport played on ice. It can also be fun to watch. And of course, ice hockey is very exciting. But the sports of bobsleigh, luge, and skeleton can be even more exciting. The teams of athletes go really, really fast down their tracks. The team or athlete with the best time wins the gold medal.
Wow, there are so many interesting sports in the Winter Olympics. The athletes are all so good and fast. I'm going to really enjoy the figure skating events. And the ski jumping is also really fun to watch. I just hope none of the athletes fall down. I hope you can watch the Winter Olympics too. Thanks for visiting today. I'll see you next time on Jack's File.
Peter, are you okay?
I think I drank too much coffee. I am really awake right now.
Well, maybe you should drink some water. Actually, I'm gonna drink some coffee. I didn't drink enough coffee.
Wait, you're gonna get some more coffee? Can you get me a cup? I want a little espresso.
No. You cannot have any more coffee, Peter.
What? No, I'm fine. Really, I'm fine.
I don't think so. You know, coffee is good, but it's also good to have limits. Too much of anything isn't good.
Okay, well, maybe we should go, okay? I'm feeling a little strange.
Okay, I think that's a good idea. Friends, thanks for joining us today. We'll be back tomorrow for more of...
Let's talk in English.
Goodbye.
Bye.